With the Maryland Market Report, I'm Chuck Carroll. There's a glitch in Maryland's new payroll system, and it's shortchanging nearly a quarter of the state workforce. Roughly 13,000 government employees were underpaid by as much as $30 per pay period, according to the Washington Post, the majority of them police and hospital workers. It's a typically male-dominated industry, but women are hoping to find high times in Maryland's forthcoming medical marijuana market. Dozens of entrepreneurs from Women Grow have applied to legally grow cannabis and open dispensaries, according to the Baltimore Sun. Legal marijuana sales are soon expected to top $20 billion nationally, and no surprise here, state officials are overwhelmed by the number of applications they've received. Baltimore's Inner Harbor could soon have a new look. A charter clearing the way for two new outdoor cafes to be built along the waterfront is expected on the November ballot. The land in question has been protected for the past four decades. Wall Street off to a strong start to the week, the Dow Jones closing up 129 points. This is the Maryland News Network.